Hello everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet. Hello. I'd like to open the Bible to Mark chapter 11 from verse 22 to 24. You can look at the monitor for these scripture verses. Mark chapter 11 from verse 22 to 24. I'm going to read. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. I speak to you from these verses. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please speak to us abundantly. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. First, we'd like to give thanks to God for the tithe offering from July 30th to August 5th. The tithe offering from this period of time will be 142,600 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing our finances. From July 30th to August 5th, the tithe offering of 142,600 yen. We'd like to give this tithe offering for other churches and other Christian organizations. Please use them for their work and for your glory. We believe that everything is yours. And I ask you to bless us even more. Thank you for this time. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hello, everyone, once again. Pastor Po Akimoto, last week, he was in Shikoku area. He was moving in a car for another holy meeting, and he fell and he had a fracture, was hospitalized in the hospital in that area, and he finished his operation already, and we'd like to pray for him first together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of prayer for Pastor Akimoto. Lord, Pastor Akimoto has been hospitalized, and we give you praise for this. Lord, strengthen his body and cause him to recover quickly and help him as he is being hospitalized in the hospital in various ways. Please help him to recover very quickly and help him to bring back here. Dear Heavenly Father, strengthen Pastor Akimoto. Now he is doing a rehabilitation, how to sit down on a chair. Help him about this rehabilitation. Doctors has told him that he'll be able to move to Tokyo in 3 weeks. Lord, please help him during this period of time. Now, let's have a silent time praying for him individually. Please pray for him individually. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray these prayers in the name of Jesus. Please continue to pray for him and for his family. Last Tuesday, I heard news saying that Pastor Akimoto fell and had a fracture, and I prayed for him, and I was reminded of one thing. Well, at first, I prayed that he would not have to be hospitalized. Well, at first, I wished it hadn't happened, but now I think that Pastor Paul Akimoto is senior pastor of this church. Well, and when we heard from him that he had been hospitalized before sometimes, and at one time, before he started this church, he had a fracture on his leg where he was skiing. And during the hospitalization, God spoke to him that he would pioneer this church. And last year, he was hospitalized for about a month. And while he was in the hospital at that time, God showed him that the name of a church should be changed. And then we got a new name, the Light of Eternal Agape, from the Lord's Cross Christian Center. Now I think that by Pastor Akimoto being hospitalized this time, God must be doing something through him. And we'd like to see him recover and see him walking along as he gives a message here. And it's, of course, we will pray for his quick recovery, but because the Lord allowed him to be hospitalized, and then that means that God is going to do something special through his hospitalization. Let's expect for God to do a special thing and pray continually for him. And about two weeks ago, we had a church camp, Hakuba camp, and some of the Cambodian children from an orphanage in Cambodia were able to come to Japan and join this camp together with us. We were really blessed through them who came to Japan from Cambodia. And as we fellowshiped with them for the last 3 weeks, we were able to see how much God loves them. And as Assistant Pastor Ruth Maeda, who is in charge of the Cambodia orphanage, gave a testimony. She said that the children in the Cambodia orphanage have been greatly changed since they became an online church members of this church. Now let's give thanks to God. First of all, we are going to have a gospel concert this coming Thursday. Let's watch a promotional video of this concert.
いよいよ今週ですので、
Coming Thursday, we will hold this concert, and the theme of the concert this time is healing. And we are told by God that He will lead us to hold a concert of tens of thousands of people. We look forward to what the Lord is going to do for that purpose. Now let's watch another video about the team to Israel. The title of this movie is A Miracle That the Lord Brought Us, about relationship with a Russian Messianic Jewish person. The Lord gave us a great promise. When we were still a small church in Kokubunji city, now we are engaged in world mission, but in those days, 30 years ago, only one church member had a passport. Nobody could speak English. We had no connections with anyone abroad. But the Lord spoke to us that He would open a relationship with a Russian Jewish people. But nothing happened and 30 years passed. But on November 2013, we sent a team to Europe. And this team ministered in Prague, Poland, and Belgium. They held holy meetings in each place they visited. They finished their ministry in Prague and they went to an airport in Krakow. Then missionary Sally, over missionary to Czech, suddenly said, "A person called Leon, who is a Russian Messianic Jew, he contacted my husband Marek, saying that through email, saying that he'd like to have a relationship with Japanese Christians." And I told Missionary Sally, "Do you understand what that means? Because the Lord has been speaking to us that He will establish, He will give us a relationship with the Russian Messianic Jewish people for 30 years. Hearing this news, we praised those who were there, praised the Lord. Pastor Leon, he had been praying that God would open a door for him to evangelize in Japan. Immediately, Pastor Akimoto said, be quick to email back to him, asking him to arrange a special meeting with us in Israel in a year. But then Pastor Leon wrote back, declining all these plans. He wrote that as a result of his discussion with the elders of his church and the other ministries in Israel, they decided that they would cancel the meeting with us. But he said that he would only have a lunch meeting together with Pastor Akimoto and his team. I was very shocked to hear this, but we knew that all things would work together for our good. We gave thanks to God for everything. In a year, they had a lunch meeting with Pastor Leon for about an hour and a half. And Pastor Leon, he enthusiastically spoke about God's vision for his congregation in Israel. And then Pastor Leon asked Pastor Paul, what the vision of your church? And then Pastor Paul said, it is most important for us to listen to God's voice and obey it. Then things drastically started to change. When Pastor Akimoto said that it's most important for us to listen to God's voice and obey it. When he said that, Pastor Leon was very impressed, and he said, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. So this was this turned upside down everything. Well, we made a very short visit to Pastor Leon's church in Haifa, and then I saw Pastor Leon just standing, and he told me that he realized that Pastor Akimoto is a true vessel of the Lord. And so I asked him, then, can he minister in your congregation as had been scheduled in the first place? And he said yes. And all the meetings that had been scheduled in the first place, they were done. Pastor Paul Akimoto ministered in his congregation, and Pastor Leon came to Rome Beach in Tiberias to minister with the team to Israel from our church. Well, it took 30 years for the word of God to be fulfilled about this connection with the Russian Messianic believer. Pastor Sakaki thought, well, I understand that the Lord has been speaking to us about relationship with Jewish people, but I really didn't understand why that had to be Russian Messianic Jewish people.
All this process started, and more than 1 million Russian-speaking Jews came to Israel. And if we see modern Israeli history, many Eastern Jews, I speak Russian, Polish, that it's called Ashkenaz Jews, was influenced of establishing modern state of Israel. About 25% of Israel population speak Russian language. But inside of Messianic believers, this percentage much bigger. Some people think 60-65%. Those who speak Russian language, about 65%. It's huge influence.
Now every year, Pastor Leon invites Pastor Akimoto to minister with his congregation in Haifa, and this has been lasting for 5 years. Last year, in April, Pastor Leon came to Japan and ministered with us. And we had a good fellowship with him. And we are expecting for God to develop our relationship with those Messianic, Russian Messianic Jewish believers. In the book of Habakkuk, it says, wait for the Lord, even if he tarries. The team to Israel will be sent from October 28th to November 9th. And they will also go to Pastor Leon's congregation to minister. And Pastor Leon will come to the team's hotel in Tiberias to minister with the team. Well, there was another prophecy saying that the work in Europe would start in Eastern Europe first. Now today we have Yoshizumi-san and her wife, her husband here. And we have seen the work of God developing in East Europe first. Actually, as was told by God, well, the Lord has given us a final goal of evangelization of Russian Jewish people. And the Lord started to open up this work. Let's give thanks to God. We are still on the way, of course. Last week, Brother Mikhail from Pastor Leon's church in Haifa, Israel, he came to our worship service last week, last Sunday. Anyone is welcome to join this team to Israel. Please come and join us. Now let's watch another short movie, 1 minute movie. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we'd like to learn about the seven trumpets in the book of Revelation. And new disasters will start to happen. In the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 7 says, at the blowing of the first trumpet, hailstone and fire will fall on the ground, and all the trees, the one third of all the trees on the earth will be burnt down. At the second trumpet, something like a mansion with fire was put into the sea, will be put into the sea, and one third of the living creatures in the sea will be killed. At the third trumpet, the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 says that big stars will fall from heaven on the earth. And because of this disaster, water will become bitter. At the fourth trumpet, the one third of the earth will be dark. And after this, an eagle will shout out. There will be another three disasters coming. The seven trumpets are described in the book of Revelation. These are seven disasters. In September, teams will be sent to Nagasaki. One team will be led by Pastor Denishi, another Pastor Maeda, and another Pastor John Akimoto. Three teams will be sent to Nagasaki in September. And they have a homework to join these teams. They are supposed to watch all the 10 short videos about the 26 martyrs of Japan that are posted on our website. Another homework for them is to read the Book of Revelation at least once. Various things are now happening in the world toward the end times. And we believe that by these teams of young people to Nagasaki, God will speak to our church. I'd like to go to Nagasaki on the team too. And they will follow the steps of the Japanese 26 saints from Kyoto to Nagasaki. When in the early days of my Christian life in this church, God, there was a prophecy coming forth toward me saying that I would be very much comforted by God when I study about the Japanese martyrs in Nagasaki. And as I visited Nagasaki, I was greatly comforted by God as I learned about the 26 martyrs of Japan. Well, some of you will join these teams to Nagasaki and others you will not, but our church has been given by God the word saying that our work is to follow the steps of the 26 Japanese martyrs. Let's be reminded of that. Now, let's go into the Bible. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. My wife and I were able to join the whole Hakuba camp for 4 nights. It had been a long time since the last time we as a couple could join the whole Hakuba camp. And during this Hakuba camp, we learned about confession in faith. The first day of the camp, Pastor Akimoto said that we should confess in the mouth, that saying that God loves us and God loves me more than anybody else, each one of us. And we confessed those words together in the holy meeting in the camp. God loves us. Of course, Jesus died for us on the cross. And this is the greatest love of God, Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days. But how much we really feel that we are loved by God? When you remember your childhood, did you feel that you were really loved by your parents? Some of you did and others didn't. But I have two boys. I love them. But I'm not really sure if my boys really feel that they are loved by me. You know, I'm just a human parent, but God loves us 100%. But from us, but sometimes we really don't feel that we are loved by God. About 30 years ago, I traveled to Jerusalem by myself, and God touched me in Jerusalem, and I was saved. Coming back to Japan, I started to come to church. But there was a time that I really couldn't understand the love of God through the cross of Jesus. I really was not able to connect the cross of Jesus with me because the cross of Jesus happened about 2,000 years ago. But when I watched the movie Passion, have you seen this movie? Passion. In this movie, Jesus was whipped, and the flesh of his body came out. When I watched this movie in Nagoya, my boys were still small, and they couldn't stand watching that movie because it was so cruel. Jesus was beaten and whipped and mocked. But watching that movie, I knew, I realized that because of God's love for me, Jesus suffered so much for me. Jesus was crucified and suffered for me. It was my first time that I could really feel the love of God for me through the cross of Jesus. And another movie that impressed me very much was, it was another movie, it's a movie about Narnia story. There appeared a lion called Aslan, and that represented Jesus. Edmund, the third son, betrayed, and he sided with the White Queen. Aslan was the king, and he was the king of kings, but he tried to rescue Edmund. He had a lot of herds because he was a lion, but he was killed. That was a picture of Jesus. When I watched this movie, I realized that even though Jesus had no sin, He suffered and he was crucified for my sake. I really felt God loves me so much. Gradually, I started to feel that God loves me. Today, we have opened Mark chapter 11 from verse 11. Excuse me, Mark chapter 11 from verse 22. Verse 23 says, if anyone says to this mountain, throw yourself into the sea. If you say to the mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen. We need to look up to another scripture verse, the 1 John chapter 5, from verse 14. Could you open the 1 John chapter 5, from verse 14? This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. If we ask Him according to His will, if we know that we are asking Him for something according to His will, then mountains will move. This is the principle of the Bible. We need to confirm the will of God, therefore. So if we ask for something according to His will, we should say to the mountain, go throw yourself into the sea. If that is in accordance with God's will, it will happen. In Hakuba Camp, Pastor Akimoto led us to confess, saying that God loves us 10 times. When the Bible said that God loves us, it is His will that God loves us. So when we say this, when we confess this, it will be ours. Even if you don't feel very much love of God, when we confess God loves us 10 times, when we say that God loves us, then we will be able to feel God's love more. Well, we might be able to confess various things, but one of the most important confession that we should make is God loves us. God loves you. God loves us. God loves me. This is very important. A year ago, one brother in another part of Japan went to heaven. Well, he had a cancer. He had many cancers all over his body. And in 2 months, he went to heaven. He had received Jesus as his Savior. Well, I knew him personally, and I heard a testimony about him. Well, when he heard that he had cancer, he said he was loved by God. I heard that he said many, many times, I'm loved by God, I'm loved by God, I am loved by God. And even his doctor, hearing that, he told him, the doctor told him, yes, you are loved by God. He repeated over and over again. Well, doctor told him that he would live only for another few months, but he continued to confess that God loves him. And even people around him realized, people around him were able to see that he was really loved by God. People said that he looked happy, even in spite of his disease. Well, because he went through terminal care, he received treatment not in a hospital but at home, and he was able to spend a lot of time with his family. Well, he was able to experience love of God, and people around him were able to see God's love in him. Hearing this testimony, I also realized that he was really loved by God. But I'd like to say that he is the only one who is loved by God. We are all loved by God. You know, in the very difficult times of hardships, of cancer, he repeatedly made a confession saying that God loved him. You know, it's not just for empty comfort. You know, by confessing, we are able to experience God's love. Because if it is the will of God, then we should say that in the book of Ephesians, there is a scripture verse saying that we pray that we'll be able to learn God's love more. Even when you really don't feel that God loves you, when you confess saying that God loves me, then you'll be able to experience His love more. And it's very important for us to experience God's love because the book of Romans chapter 8, we may be going through a lot of difficulties and hardships, problems, but if there is God's love for us, nothing will be able to separate us from His love because we are so much loved by God. You know, it is the will of God for us to understand and feel God's love. And when we are aware of God's love for us, we'll be changed into a person who will be able to share God's love with others. And this person, my friend, who went to heaven because of cancer, he continually confessed, kept confessing that God loves us. When we confess something according to God's will, that will happen. Yeah, Heavenly Father. Thank you for leading us to confess that God loves us. When we confess this in our mouth, we'll be able to experience more of your love. Thank you and help us. Now, I'm going to pray for healing. Well, let's have a little time of repentance individually. And ask God in prayer for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are touching us now. I command to the pain of teeth be healed, head, backache be healed, headache be healed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up and sing Hallelujah. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.